Welcome to the Yorkville Public Library Board of Trustees meeting, July 8th. Can I have a roll call?
Yes. Schumacher?
Here.
Hedman?
Here.
Pessola?
Here.
Milczewski?
Here.
Getz?
Here.
Forrestal?
Here.
Garcia?
Here.
And Millen is absent.
And recognition of our visitors, we have Judy Summerlin from the Friends, and we have Amanda online from the Fast Forward Libraries. And we also have our City Liaison, Craig. Presentations. Any amendments to the agenda? No? Okay. So we're going to start off with our presentations tonight from Amanda Sandifer from Fast Forward Libraries. She's going to give us a review of our 2024-27.
That information is in your packet on page 36.
Page 36 of our packet is the review of our strategic plan.
Awesome. So I'll take it away. I'm going to share my screen, and I'm unfortunately only working on one screen, which I don't know how we ever lived with one screen before, so bear with me for one second. There we go. Okay, so hi everybody, good to be with you on Zoom. It seems like just yesterday that I was there working with you, but like a long time ago, but we've moved very quickly since our recent sessions, and we're excited to go over this plan document with you. You have the draft plan, and so this PowerPoint just kind of highlights some different areas of the plan to get your feedback. I always like to start with why. Can you guys see what I'm projecting?
Yes.
Yep.
Awesome. So why did we engage in the strategic planning process? Having a strong strategic plan means that you can make decisions and be in alignment. You can communicate to your community about what the library is going to be doing over the next 3 to potentially 5 years. The staff will have clear guidance about things that they're going to be working towards, and the community will know what they can expect from their library. There's a planning team. Really appreciate the folks that serve on the planning team. They did a lot of work kind of in between meetings and keeping things going. Always really responsive on email, so thanks to the folks that participated. Really appreciate it. This is a reminder of our process, the different phases of our process. You'll remember we started earlier this year with the learn phase when we did our community search survey. We did the focus groups and interviews. My colleagues and myself part of those. We pulled everything together in our learning report. Then, when I was visiting with you last month, we did our, we looked at that data, looked at the learning, looked at community demographics, library trends, all of that, and started to formulate our plans for the board session and the staff session, led us to bringing the plan together, which is where we're at now in the new phase, where we have drafted a plan for you to look at, and after you all take a look and give your feedback, we will move into implementation. I'll talk about that in a moment. So this is kind of the structure of your plan. We're going to talk about vision, mission, and those guiding statements that describe the why people should care about the library. We've got 3 strategic directions. There's goals underneath them. This just shows 2. Some of them are more than that. And then we'll eventually get into evaluation reporting. The plan document itself is that high-level document that goes over your strategy. So everything below where the arrow is, the activities, evaluation, and reporting, that's part of implementation. And I'll talk about how that's going to move forward, but that's an ongoing process that happens after you all feel good about the actual strategic plan document. So I'm going to talk about our 3 strategic directions first, and then we'll come back to the mission and vision statements, but I want to just go over these, see if you have any feedback, questions, concerns, anything like that. I know several of you who are on the planning team are in the room, so if you have anything you want to add, you can definitely do that. We're going to start on page 7 of the plan document. I know that might not correspond to what's in your packet, but we're looking at the page that at the top of the strategic direction 1, maximize community engagement and library services. And then it lists your goals there and then possible outcomes. So this is the strategic direction that really helps you focus on the core services and the relationship with your community. So, you know, we talked a lot at the retreat suite about partnerships and outreach. That's that first goal there, and how important that is to continue to be like outside of the library building. balancing ensuring that you're reaching new people in the community, especially as your community expands and grows. The second goal here is about communication to raise awareness. So you've already got some great marketing efforts started, but this goal allows you to focus in more on that and be creative about the way that you're talking to people so you know what Contemporary offers. And then the third goal is being innovative about your services so that you're connecting to the community through inclusive programs and collections. So how do you make sure that you are staying up on trends that are things people are interested in, current topics, hobbies that are kind of emerging, making sure that you have materials and then also programs to support that as well. So kind of pushing yourself a little bit to be the place that people can go in the community to get things that they need and that you're responding to them with the programs and collections that you're offering. So I'll pause to see if anybody has questions or comments about these goals.
Think so.
All right. Good. We'll keep going. If you want to come back, we definitely can. Also, I have a new webcam, but I realize I'm like looking at your faces. I don't know where it's going to look. It's just a Zoom thing. I'm sorry. My webcam is like over to the side. Okay. So our second strategic direction is optimize use of library spaces. You all remember from the board meeting that we talked quite a bit about how do we make sure our spaces are what we need and that we're planning for the future. Again, thinking of the expansion of your community and the huge population influx that you've had and that seems to be continuing, how do you make sure that you are updating your spaces based on what your community needs? And the staff also talked a lot about this at their retreat as well, and they had lots of ideas. And if I remember correctly at the board meeting, our conclusion was, we need to help with this. Like, it's one thing for all of us to sit down and talk about our ideas of what the building should look like and where it should be and what the flow should look like and all of that. But there's actually like a science behind this, and engaging with a space planner for libraries could really help you think about not just now how people are using the building, but how you might need to evolve that in the future as well. So having that space study, that analysis, and then how you could phase that out is a really important step here, now that your building is about 20-ish years old or so. So there's just one goal here, because this is a big one, right? Like, you just can't engage someone to help you with this and have it over in 2 or 3 months. Like, this is a longer-term goal that I could see working on for at least a couple of years, potentially, because this is a big deal. If you're investing in your building and updating it, you want to make sure that you're doing the right thing and that you're ready for the future, too, that, in 3 or 4 years, you're not out of space or it's not working for you anymore. So, again, I'll pause, see if anybody has questions or concerns about this particular strategic direction and goal.
Not
right. Yep. All right. That's great. That means that our planning team has done a really good job. They worked hard. So let's go to our third strategic direction, which is prioritize the growth of the organization. Again, two goals here. So thinking about organizational development to support staff and trustees. And what I think about here is, how do we make sure staff and trustees have the skills and knowledge they need to be able to respond to the community. So, this is an internally facing goal so that you can be ready to carry out the other goals in this plan. So this would involve training, thinking about ways that you're also networking with others within the community so that you're really understanding how you're growing as an organization. And so then the second goal is really tied into that as well, too, is being responsive to the expanding population and planning for future services and the growth of those services. I think I mentioned at the board retreat, the staff have lots of really great creative ideas of what this might look like in the future and what this means for where the library kind of is, what presence the library has in the community outside of the current building. But it's time now to really start to think about how to plan for that. And to me, this also really ties into those goals in the first strategic direction of building awareness, making sure you're partnering with people as well, too. So that takes also kind of that internally looking to see what capacity we have as a board and staff to do those things to make sure that we are the library that our community deserves and needs to support whatever it is they're doing in their lives. So So again, I'll pause. If you have questions, comments, concerns about this strategic direction or these goals.
So I guess just for clarity from my standpoint, 3.1, is that where the financial component lives when we say organizational development? Does that include both operational and financial? Is that the thought that it would all roll up under that? Or?
Yeah, I mean, I think it could potentially be a little bit under 3.2. This is where we'll kind of tease that out in the activity planning portion. Because when I think about planning for growth of services, that also means, like, what money are we going to need for those services? And I'll give an example that may or may not eventually ever fit your library, but let's say you wanted to put pickup lockers, like, way in the north part of the area that we serve. That's planning for a growth of service, but it also involves money, too. So I think it could fall under 3.2. I think 3.1, to me, where it lives in terms of thinking, because we did at the board retreat, if you remember, talk about like fundraising and making sure we do have the sustainability that we need. So I could see some of that, like doing like 3-year like overall budget projections, maybe being under 3.1. So a little bit of both.
Was there a consideration at all to pull financial sustainability out as a separate goal? I mean, I know it goes hand in hand with those, but to me, it's such a big piece that flows into the space planning as well and, you know, the community outreach. I just feel like it's getting a little bit lost. I know it's in one of the outcomes, but I just think it's a big concern I have with what we need to accomplish, and I would hate to not see it as a goal.
Yeah, no, that's fair, and I will say that we did talk about it. I'm curious what other board members think, that we can absolutely add it as a separate goal. And I love thinking about like financial sustainability versus financial growth, because we want to just make sure, you know, that we have what we need to do the whole thing that we want to do. So do others have thoughts about adding it? How do they feel?
I would like to see it as a goal as well. Yeah. That's true.
It's a goal. Yes.
We can add it as a goal. Several board members would like to see it as a goal.
Okay.
And so under that goal, I guess you can put the different plans that we're looking at for the growth. You can put the space utilization plan as one of the goals. You want it as a goal or you want it as a direction?
For financial, I would say it would be a goal under direction 3.
Right.
Goal under direction 3.
Right, financial sustainability.
3.3.
Yep.
3.3.
And definitely tied to some of the other
correct
things that
yes
you're talking about.
Absolutely.
But I like having it separate. And I never see it as a problem where maybe there's kind of loops in the plan where things connect and repeat, because I feel like that makes it stronger, like you thought of all of the things. So I'm wondering if just saying something like ensure long-term financial sustainability is the kind of goal you would want, or is it something else?
No
that's good.
I like that as well.
Yeah.
Ensure.
Okay, I'm writing this down. Ensure long-term financial sustainability. Okay, awesome. I will add that at 3.3.
Thank you.
Everybody good with that?
Yes.
Okay, fantastic. Great, thank you. I appreciate that. Okay, so I want to go back. Let me pause again. Any other questions, concerns about any of the strategic directions or goals before we talk about the vision and mission statement?
No other questions.
Okay. Great. So, vision and mission statement. So you'll remember when I was at the board retreat that we talked about vision being that simply shorter, easy to remember, aspirational statement that hopefully kind of grabs people's eyes and gives them to think about, oh yeah, I'm going to be involved in that. And so the planning team looked at lots of different options, and they kind of workshopped a couple of things, and then landed on this vision: connect community, explore opportunities, enrich minds. And they loved this because they felt like it really also connected to the three strategic directions as well. You know, it's only, what, 6 words, so it's fairly easy to remember. And they liked the, like, connect, explore, enrich, but they liked it with a little, you know, extra there. So that's the vision that they're recommending today. Now, your comments about that, we'll take those in a minute. But on the mission, that is usually a longer statement, describes what you do as a library in order to achieve that aspirational vision in your community. And you can see that the planning team, they had feelings about these three key statements that are on the screen. So I'm going to take just a moment to read them to you so you can think about them. And it could be that you like one of these specifically. If you want to say, I like number one, like, you know, you can vote for that one. it could be that you like pieces of several different ones, that we can talk about that and rework a statement. So number one, we are welcoming hubs that nurtures the love of reading and lifelong learning, provides access to support and resources, and connects people with education, entertainment, inspiration, and sense of community. Number two, a little shorter, we are welcoming public connection and information, bringing the community together through discovery and lifelong learning. And then the third one, we provide welcoming or inclusive. That the slash isn't intended to be there. We were kind of debating the word. So we provide a welcoming or inclusive community hub in which to explore and discover the infinite possibilities of lifelong learning. So I would love to hear your comments on the vision statement. If you like it, if you have suggestions, and then we can talk about the mission statement. So how are folks feeling about vision?
I like the vision.
Like it?
Mm-hmm.
All right, good deal. How about mission? Is there one that's grabbing your attention, or do we need to workshop it a little bit more?
I like number two.
Number two?
Yeah.
Oops, sorry.
I like one and three.
I like three.
And we have someone that likes one and three. We have two. This is what we went through in the committee.
Yeah.
We went through this. Can we say how? Since I was there, can I tell you guys a little bit about?
Yeah.
Okay. Can I say a little bit, Amanda?
Of course. Yeah, please.
Number one is comes from our initial, what we had previously.
Okay.
And so we thought, you know, that was long, but we had some people that really wanted, so we kept it there.
Okay.
And number two, if I remember, the committee liked it, the discovery of lifelong learning. But then some people had some hesitant about hub. And then number three, infinite possibilities was one that came up. So it was like the infinite possibilities of lifelong learning, because we're still talking about, you know, don't forget the library is lifelong learning.
Never stops. Yeah.
And then welcoming versus inclusive. And then there's the explore, which comes from our vision. And then the welcoming community comes from our connect community. And enrich minds comes from the lifelong learning. So that's how it kind of came about.
I think what I like about number three is the inclusive word,
yes,
because it's different from before. As our demographics are changing, we want to make sure that we are an inclusive environment. So, but I do like number two. So is there any way we can incorporate the inclusive?
You could change
words, something like that.
Now, she's thinking exactly how I thought inside of the committee, two and three. We can do that tonight. We would come up with something, or if you guys can give her some words, or you guys decide.
That's perfect.
Shelly, what do you
think? I think we're supposed to decide tonight.
Yes, we are.
I feel like...
Because we can't move to the next phase until we decide.
I'm sorry, I keep messing this up for you guys. I was trying to spread them out a little bit and see them a little bit better. There we go. Okay, so I just added inclusive number two. I don't think it's long or anything.
Yeah.
There's two, though. But, yeah.
True.
Do others have feelings about any of these?
Why? Let's hear why. Why? Because when we say inclusive, why is it? Inclusive doesn't just mean about race.
I think that's number one. It's not an aspect,
unfortunately. That's a buzzword that can turn people.
So welcoming,
off.
Welcoming.
Yeah.
That's why we have the slash. So welcoming.
But I agree. I mean, it should be inclusive.
But it is.
You put like she did.
The two,
we are an inclusive
and
welcoming.
Yes. I think that
we're
putting both.
Everybody.
It's redundant.
Yeah, I mean, welcoming, it's hard to be welcoming without being inclusive.
Yeah, it's redundant.
It does kind of speak to the same thing.
Yeah, sure.
I did an analysis about some of the other libraries, and I've seen that term. Throughout.
Because it is a really big buzzword right now, so there's, and it, I don't think of it as a racial thing. It's more of a political.
It is buzzword.
You can't.
Sure.
Yeah.
But you can't be welcoming and not be inclusive.
Yes. That's why you have a choice.
So then, how about we vote on the word?
Yeah.
Let's everybody decide. Welcoming or inclusive. We can decide that. So okay, out of the three, which two or three.
I'm catching most of what you're saying, and what I'm hearing is that maybe we don't need it to say group of N welcoming because welcoming covers it enough. Is that accurate?
I feel
okay.
Like it does, yeah.
I like
number
two.
With everything?
Okay.
So
else.
If we're back to this is number two, how are people.
Is that the same?
Parallel connections measure bringing the community together through discovery. I still like the infinite possibilities. I'm okay with that.
I really love that.
I'm okay with that. The welcoming hub connection.
I don't know why.
It goes back to the connect community. And then the explore and discover infinite possibilities reflects to our vision of explore opportunities. And then the, to me, this is what I'm saying. And then the discovery and lifelong learning pertains to the enriched minds. That's the way I look at it.
Yes.
So we can kind of make the two and three into one.
We can, yeah.
Yeah.
I like that.
Two and three into one?
I'll see what that looks like.
I mean, we're really just missing infinite possibilities in two, right?
I think so.
Yeah. Oh, right.
I do like the connection piece in two.
I, like
I don't
that.
Think
yeah.
we have that in three, so, yeah.
Oh, I like that.
Yep.
That's it. That's what I was going for.
Do we like the word
hub? I know. That was something. Do we like hub?
What's the hub? Or what's the problem?
Because that came up in our committee.
Yeah.
That came up.
I don't know what is it, but really, it's
the hub, like a place of, a place where.
Okay.
A place where people come into, like a meeting together.
Yeah, meeting place. I mean, it makes sense.
If you think of like a community hub, it's at the center of everything that's going on.
Yeah.
That's why we chose it.
You know, and when we talked about this at your retreat, we were just asking for, like, what words are resonating with you, and how blue one that came up. So, like, at least during that meeting, it was one that you all liked. It is a very kind of library way to think about what it is you do, that you are that place that can, you know, bring people together.
I think we like number four.
Yeah.
All in favor of number four? What? Go ahead.
I like the idea of somehow adding community in there.
Tara,
where are you
going to
have the community?
Oh, you mean a welcoming hub?
Like, yeah, connection, but they're...
a welcoming... You know. Community hub is what you're saying? Because in number three, we have community hub. But in number two, we have welcoming hub. So you're wanting community?
Yeah, maybe community hub. That sounds good.
You're but I think that we have community at the top for the vision.
Oh, in the vision.
Uh-oh, what happened?
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Thank God I'm not in charge of that.
It's coming back. That was weird.
Yeah.
Oh, I see what you're saying. But it does say connect, too.
Is it our service? I mean, our internet?
I think Zoom crashed.
Oh, no.
I like community help.
She said, "Good job, Dave. We got
this.
I promise."
There we go. You're back.
We're back.
Okay, we're back.
Okay.
You just got so fresh now.
Sorry.
Okay, so what did I miss? We were talking about we are welcoming community hub of connection and information, which is smart and discover the infinite possibilities of lifelong learning.
Oh, I
do.
I like that. Four. Yeah.
That's it, yep.
Or. We can say.
Number four?
Why?
I was just going to say at the end of lifelong learning in our community. You could put it at the end.
Oh, so a welcoming hub of connection and information in which to explore discovery of lifelong learning in our community?
Yeah.
So
that sounds
community
good.
Community to the end.
Take community
out.
You like that one?
I think...
Community hub?
Yes, I think
okay.
In our community, yes. I think if you're talking how it should be worded, community hub.
Yes. Yeah. Okay, so number four.
I think grammatically it's more correct. Than, is what I'm saying.
Number four.
Okay.
So everybody's good with number four?
Yep.
Yes, number four?
Yep.
Okay, four. I'm going to highlight it because I want to not forget after this meeting that that's what we agreed on. Okay, awesome. So let me kind of then wrap up. Thank you for that great discussion. I really appreciate that. I love this. I love the infinite possibilities of lifelong learning. Like, I'm going to encourage other libraries to feel that because I think it's really great.
Thank you.
Okay.
That's a good one there.
Okay. So now we're ready to start, I'll make those changes, I will get new versions of things to Shelly so you all can approve this. And then we need to work on this transition between planning and implementation. I mean, I have been kind of the keeper of the process here during our planning process, but now we need to develop a different process for implementation, and so that requires a little bit of a transition. And so I will be working with staff on that. That has three different pieces, an activity plan, so that will detail kind of what are the things you're doing under each of those goals, an evaluation framework, so how will you gather data, what is that data, how will you show that success, and then reporting, how will we report, who do we report to, what is it that we're reporting, and putting these pieces in place will take a little bit, so don't expect like at the next meeting for Shelly to have the activity plan, because obviously, like, there's money involved here as well, and I really encourage libraries to focus in on developing that activity plan, feel pretty good about it, and then layer on the evaluation and reporting. So again, this could be a process that takes several months, maybe even up to 6 months, and it's going to be very iterative. So as the staff start to work the activity plan, they may find, like, oh, we actually have to, like, wait on this thing because of, you know, something or whatever. So this is where, like, to me, this is a real meat of your strategic planning. Now that you all have set that high-level framework, the staff can get to work figuring out, you know, what can we do to really work towards these goals. So, again, I will help the staff with some templates. We'll talk through what this looks like, and then it will be an ongoing process. So that's it in terms of the plan and what happens next. Does anybody else have any other questions? Or Shelly, is there anything that I missed?
I don't think so. Our implementation meeting is August 1st. I believe I just double-checked that.
Somebody's talking, I can't hear them.
Shelly said the implementation meeting is August 1st?
Yes. So we've got that set up. So, and again, it'll take us a little bit of time, but once we have that meeting to kind of talk through what the process looks like and figure out those next steps, then Shelly and the staff can get to work.
Thank you, Amanda.
Yes, yeah, thank you. It's been great to work with you all, and Shelly, I'll be in touch.
Okay, sounds good.
Have a good evening.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you guys for being good. Okay, so now our next item on the agenda is approval of the minutes. Make a motion to approve special meeting of the Board of Trustees on Saturday, June 1st, as presented.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes. Schumacher?
Yes.
Hedman?
Yes.
Fasola? Milczewski?
Yes.
Gatz?
Yes.
Forrestal?
Yes.
Garcia?
Yes.
Thank you.
And then motion to approve the regular Board of Trustees meeting on June 10th as presented.
Second.
Roll call.
Hedman?
Yes.
Pesola?
Yes.
Milczewski?
Yes.
Gatz?
Yes.
Forrestal?
Yes.
Garcia?
Yes.
And Schumacher?
Yes.
Shelly, do we have any correspondence?
No.
Public comment? We don't have any. Friends of the Library report.
I'm glad to see all of you again. Kathy is in Maryland with her family and her darling little granddaughters, so I'm here today. This morning, at our friends' meeting, we approved money for purchase of four additional folding tables, like the white ones that are in there. We always run out. For the book sale, for example, many of us have to bring tables from home. And I know the library uses them for lots of different things. So we approved the purchase of four new tables. And also these things that are called, and I'm not familiar with this, it's an Easy Music Player. And we are purchasing four of those that will be for circulation, and they will go in with the memory care things that are up in the large print area. And that came as a result of Cheryl Iwanski going to the senior center and some people liking a certain kind of music, but they can't get all the buttons okay. and things set the way they want it. So we are purchasing four of those for the library to put in the circulation, and put in circulation, and they will be located with the large print things where the memory care items are. And as you can tell, we are just, the boxes are, the used book sale is well underway. I mean, getting ready for it is well underway. And even when I came tonight, the whole counter where we accept donations in the back is filled again. So we spend many hours a week sorting books for the book sale, so we hope you all come. Also, the Friends of the Library walked in the July 4th parade. And I'm hoping that next year some of you can come. We have a banner that we carry, and we also distributed 720 beaded colorful necklaces, and we could have had five times as many and still have run out. That wasn't even close to the number that we needed. We also distributed bookmarks to some of the adults, which advertised the book sale and how to become a friend, but also it said if you bring that bookmark into the book sale, you get a free book. And we did that last year, and there were three people who saved their bookmarks and brought them in for the book sale. And the books are only $1.
Yeah.
But still, and they're free. So that shows that somebody does pay attention to me. But it's really fun, and I hope you can maybe join us next year. We had a good group. Thank you.
That's good. Thank you. We don't have any staff, so no staff comment. Report of the treasurer.
Nothing new and exciting. Looks like a nice bill list. So I'd like to entertain a motion to accept the bill list as presented, with total bills paid of $29,198.51. Total payroll of $41,829.26. For total disbursements of $71,027.77.
Second. Roll call.
Yes. Pizzola?
Yes.
Milshewski?
Yes.
Gatz?
Yes.
Forrestal?
Yes.
Garcia?
Yes.
Schumacher?
Yes.
And Hedman?
Yes.
Thank you.
Report from the library director.
We are in the throes of our summer reading program. It ends this month on the 31st. The Friends of the Library is sponsoring another large program that Jeanette's doing. It's called Animals Around the World. So we all kinds of animals here, and a sloth as well.
Oh.
So that's July 24th at 3 o'clock. She did something different this year, where she invited special guest readers once a week. So actually today we have the duo of Ripped Jeans.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to be playing at Riverfest this on the 20th. So they were here today and had a nice crowd and talked about how they got started and read a couple stories and then played some music as well. We have a dancer coming on the 15th. We have someone from the police department coming on the 22nd. And a yoga teacher on this one. She's also doing, she did one a couple weeks ago. It was Family Fortnite. So she's doing that two more times this summer. It's where we invite families to come in after the library closes and bring their blankets and pillows and build forts in the library and then have a family story time. Jason, did you participate in that? And then looking further out, Mike gave an update at the Friends meeting today. He is actually this is this month. He's starting a new series called Tech Help for Seniors. Mm-hmm. So we have a volunteer coming in once a month to provide any kind of one-on-one help at 15-minute increments. For people that might need a little bit of help. Sandwich, Samanak, Sheridan, and Cornell Libraries have this gentleman come in So he's been highly recommended from them. We have our last gardening program for the season on July 17th. I believe it's native flowers, mm-hmm. native plants.
I signed my husband.
In August 21st, we're starting another new program, and it's called Safe and Secure Online. So it's geared toward seniors. So we'll have a presenter come in and talk about online scams and ways to protect yourself when you're online or opening suspicious emails.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Then into September, we've got quite a few programs going on. The Paranormal Investigators will be back on September 4th. We have a large crowd for that presentation, and they'll probably be talking about a specific investigation that they did where they brought Mike along with them. So, I've heard stories about it. Very interesting.
Oh, my gosh.
Let's see. We're going to be doing an autism awareness program September 18th. September 17th starts our new Illinois Libraries Presents program that we're in collaboration with several Illinois libraries where we can bring big-name authors in on a virtual call to talk, and Neil Gaiman is going to kick off our series for the year on the 17th. On September 25th, we have an author coming in person to talk, author Amy Kemp. She is a professional certified business coach, so she'll be coming in to talk about her work and the book that she's written. And on September 26th, we're having a program called Yorkville Then and Now with Thomas Milchewski.
Nice.
Yeah. Yes.
That's good.
Yeah, so those are our programs as far as like library operations and that. We had an assessment done on our LED lighting for the remainder of it. I'm having a phone call with the company that did that. We're probably going to have to go out for RFP for this, so we're just starting that process. We have money in the budget this year to spend to finish the upgrade. Ted was up inspecting the roof, the flat roof, and he noticed there's two areas that need to be repaired on the north side in the corners. There's a little bit of bubbling in that, so they're going to contact, I believe it was nothing to come and repair. We received our per capita grant money for $31,976.51. Bright Farms booked our meeting room again this week. So, yeah, they've been doing staff training. So they paid for probably 2 weeks ago, and they paid for this week as well, so that's been $1,000
that
we've brought in
for meeting room. Yes, that's good.
The Yorkville-Bristol Sanitation District contacted us and informed us that they will start managing the billing service directly for businesses, schools, and government offices, so that means that we will now be paying for our water and waste service usage. So I brought that up to Bart, and he contacted Cyrus, who's the executive director down there. And he gave me an estimate of about $427 a month. So that's going to equate out to about $5,100 for the year. So we'll have to put that in our utilities line.
Yes.
There might be some leeway with that because of our gas usage, and that might be, the numbers might be a little higher. So I'll be monitoring that and talk with Rob.
Thank you.
We had a city department head meeting, and
discuss the economic and residential boom that's supposedly going to be starting soon, so we might be seeing a lot more development fees coming in, which is good.
Yeah.
I shared with all of you in an email about a survey that I had participated in with HR Source, and it was for comparing library staffing and compensation packages, benefits, and budgets, and wages. So there's a lot of great information in that spreadsheet for comparison.
Yes.
Even, you know, lists out the types of
job descriptions.
Yeah. Not the description, but the
function.
Yeah. So, let's see here. I'm researching accepting a credit card machine for receiving credit card payments because
we don't have it.
But I'm coming up to a roadblock. Like, I looked at Square and they want my social security number for the.
Because it's not a business.
Well, because it's normally geared towards small businesses.
Right. Yeah. And we're a larger business.
So I'm still looking. Illinois State has something that I'm on too. So.
So we'll also have to consider PCI compliance once you start accepting payment cards. You have certain things you have to do to stay in compliance from a technology standpoint.
Yes.
Okay. All right, then I'll probably be in contact with you.
Yep, especially with the chip card too as well.
Yeah. More bits in this. After Labor Day, we probably will not have the services of Caitlin.
What happened?
Mark pulled me into his office and they have other plans for her. Better plans for her. But yeah, we probably will not have her. So I'm in the process of working on something.
Okay.
I don't know for sure yet, but we have a manager's meeting tomorrow.
Okay.
I mean, we need that.
Yes, that's a big portion of
the particular service.
Well, and it might fall into the strategic.
It does.
Yeah.
So.
That's a big thing that we just
boost. I just want to let you know that's not good.
No.
But that's not a good
thing. I mean,
note.
I
know. That's exactly right. She did a great job. Anyway, on another note, I'm going to be a grandma. Sorry. I had to end it on a good note.
Okay.
December
24th. Oh, my gosh. Oh,
I might be saving my vacation.
Okay.
Oh,
thank you.
Exciting.
Our city liaison, do you have anything for us today?
Regarding what you saw talk about YBSD, I also sit as liaison to YBSD, and some questions have come up about why this is happening.
Yes.
So the way the billing was done, when the city did it for them, it was never basically put in the system because it was a city-owned, operated, so it was always just kind of a on an intergovernmental agreement, but now YBSD handling that, they ran into so many issues. They were shortcoming on their income because the way the city's billing system was set up, one single resident address was billed one time. So when you have strip malls of five different, it wasn't five individual bills. It was one bill only for the main property. So each one now is being billed separately. So everybody, say the Menards property, that was all one bill under Menards. So all those restaurants weren't. So there's potentially hundreds of thousands of dollars of revenue they were losing. And with the IEPA's mandates coming down for treating wastewater, it's vital for them to capitalize on every dollar they can. So that's that was the main reason for it.
Okay. Thank you. I know. I was wondering why all of a sudden.
I can't answer that. I mean, Cyrus pulled me aside and explained it to me what was going on. I guess they never really really looked at it as, because they never saw it because the city did all the building for them.
So they just
took a check. And so when they started getting more advanced auditing going in, they realized, hey, we're losing
out. Advanced auditing, that's good. Good for them, but
the
not for us.
Good for them. Yeah. They're going to pass on the cost to us.
I know. I said good for them, but not for us.
Well, I mean, obviously, the sanitary rates have gone up big time.
Right.
That's the EPA.
Yeah.
It's the mandates they're putting on sewage treatment plants are ridiculous.
Yeah.
So phosphorus is the big thing, and the cost of removing phosphorus is astronomical. So probably look, I can't give you a number, but look for your rates to continue to go up for the next couple of years. That's what that whole big expansion is
going
over there.
I know. Yeah. Thank you for that clarification.
Water's going up, sewers are going up,
yeah.
Next thing
yeah.
The garbage
yeah.
Up.
I can taste chlorine in my water.
Okay, well, thank you. So our next agenda item is standing committees. The personnel meeting did meet today, but we will report to the board on the next meeting. We met to discuss our director's annual evaluation. So now we have to go back and finalize what we discussed today, and we'll be presenting to you guys the next board meeting. Unfinished business, HVAC update. Did you have one for us, Shelley?
Oh, I talked to Ted this morning just about what's going on. Chiller's running. He is waiting on some parts for the boiler, so that should be happening, but small little coupler parts and maybe one board for the boiler. Boiler still runs during the summertime. It's when there's a demand for hot water to regulate the temperatures in all the rooms, so... I asked him that. Why is the boiler running in the summer?
Right.
That's why.
Right.
So I'm actually, for futures, going to take this HVAC update until we start talking about the chiller.
Yes.
And I'll keep the...
That's good.
...information in my director's report. And then as far as the strategic plan update, you heard it today.
Yes.
And our next meeting is August 1st. With the managers for the implementation plan.
Okay. And then we're on to new business, election of officers and set committees. So going back to last month's meeting, the nominations were myself as president, Jackie for treasurer, Rosie for secretary, Carrie and Jason for vice president. Do you guys agree with the one, two, three, the first three, president, treasurer, secretary? All in favor?
Aye.
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 All opposed? Okay. So we have to vote on the, did I get aye from everyone? I'm here, yes?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so we need to vote on the vice president, Carrie and Jason. I'm going to pass around piece of paper for you guys to put your vote.
Okay.
Just put the name and fold it up.
Okay.
But before that, our two nominees can say just a little something about themselves.
Oh, I don't
know. Oh, no, I'm sorry.
I can go first. So I have been part of the library board over two separate instances for a total of about 5.5 years. I previously served as treasurer in my last stint on the board. Really focused a lot on strategic planning and the initial run of it and starting of the building conversations. From a professional standpoint, I work for one of the top 10 largest nonprofit senior living providers in the United States. So I oversee the IT team for Covenant Living. So a lot of operations from a technology standpoint, but again, because IT is weaved into everything, we do a lot around, you know, the campus operations that is very similar to what we do on the library board as well. So my family's been part of Yorkville for 17 years. My kids are here all the time, so any given week you'll probably see them around, so I'm happy to be here.
Thank you.
I am new to the board. I think I'm two years now, right? Which doesn't seem like it's been 2 years. I've learned so much. I professionally was in human resources, corporate-wide, was South Bank, AB and AMRO for 7-8 years, and also worked for Crane Communications and HR, was a recruiter and such. I think I definitely bring the HR aspect to it. As far as we have businesses and very much a part of the community, and I teach at the Outdoor Education Center here in the city as well. And I truly think the library as a whole is a staple to the community and brings everything together. I don't have as much as Ryan as far as some of those really needed aspects of it. But just so really the HR aspects and the love of the community and the library itself is what I would do. So, yeah, absolutely.
Good. Okay, so everyone can. Oh, did I give you one?
Yeah.
Oh.
I have my tablet. It doesn't help if I need to write on paper.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's two together? Oh, okay. Okay. Who wants to do it?
You're doing it.
We have 4-3. Carrie is our new vice president.
Thank you, Jason.
We don't have any other new business, so our meeting. Well, you know what? We need to do this part. We do this part, Shelley.
Oh, yes.
Standing committees for this upcoming fiscal year. Okay, so fiscal year 25, Finance Committee, Chairperson Michuski, Finance Committee, Hedman, Midland, Schumacher, and Gatz. Personnel Committee, Chairperson, myself, Garcia, Forrestar, Midland, and Pasola on the Personnel Committee. Policy Committee, Chairperson, Pasola, Garcia, and Schumacher is on Policy. Facilities, Forrestar, Chairperson, Hedman, Michuski, and Gatz. And that's our committee for fiscal year.
I'll email that to
you. She's going to email it to us.
Please.
And with that, our meeting is adjourned.